because of his full contribution to spiritual activities, in which the consummation is absolute, and that which is offered is of the same spiritual nature.
Brahmatmanam brahmahavi, brahmagno brahmanahutam, brahmaivatena gantavyam brahmakarma samadhina. This is Krishna consciousness. Sarvam khulidam brahma. Actually, there is nothing as material. Because the energy and the energetic, there is a verse in Vishnu Puran, ekasthane sthitasyagne jyotsna vistarina jatha tathaiva brahmana shakti sarvedam akhilam jagat. What is this jagat manifestation? The manifestation is energy. Energy of Krishna. Energy of the Supreme Brahma. The whole atmosphere is just like the sunshine. We can exactly understand what is the position of this material world, what is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is the spiritual world. By nature study you can understand. As it is explained in the Vishnu Puran, ekasthane sthitasya agne, just like fire, is situated in one place. Ekasthane sthitasya agne, jyotsna vistarina jata. But it is illuminating. Everyone, we can understand. The same thing, just like the sun glow, is situated in one corner of the sky. But the sun sign is illuminated. Ekasthane sthitasyagni. The agni, or the fire, is situated in one place, but the illumination is distributing. So, just like the sun sign is spread all over the universe. But it is, we can see every day, the sun globe is situated in one place. Not that the sun globe is distributed, spread all over the universe, the sun sign. Similarly, there is fire. The illumination is distributing. The heat also. Two energies of the fire. So because the energy of the fire is distributed all over the universe, it does not mean the fire is finished. No. Fire is there. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. That is Krishna. Krishna is expanding himself. Just like the heat and light. But that does not mean Krishna is finished. It is not material. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. Krishna is spread in so many ways. by his energy, by his personal expansion. Advaita achyuta anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusam navajauvanaj. He is not finished. This is material idea that if Brahma is spread everywhere, then where is the existence of Brahma in one place? This is the Mayavadi idea. Just like you take a big paper, a newspaper, and tear it into pieces and throw all over, the original newspaper is finished. That Krishna is not like that. Because Krishna has spread by his energies, prakriti, energy means prakriti, that does not mean Krishna is finished. This is Mayavad philosophy, that when Brahma, the Supreme, is distributed everywhere, the original form or the fact is finished. No, that is not it. That is Isopanishad. This says that he is so perfect and complete. Even complete is taken away from complete, it is still complete. That is Brahma. We have got this limited idea. I have got balance, say $1,000 in the bank, and if it is taken little by little, the whole balance is finished. It is not like that. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avashyasya. You have got $1,000, you take $1,000, it's still $1,000. This is spiritual. 1 plus 1 equal to 1, 1 minus 1 equal to 1. That is described here. That brahmatvanam brahmahabi, brahmagno brahmanahatam. Actually, the sacrificer, the ingredients, just like grains and ghee is being offered in the fire. So the fire is also Brahma. The ingredients are also Brahma. The person who is offering ingredients, he is also Brahma. But in different categories. Not that, because everything is Brahma, therefore everything is God. No. Everything is, this is called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, achinta bhedabhed tattva. The example can be given, just like a drop of sea water and the sea. Chemical composition is the same. But the drop of sea water is not equal to the sea. This is Vaishnava philosophy. The Mayavad philosophy is the drop, when it is taken, then it is separate, and again you put it there, then it is one. So the Vaishnava philosophy accepts it is one and separate, both. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Achinta bhedabhed, simultaneously one and different. And it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita that maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhakta murtina. I am spread all over the universe, jagat, abhakta murtina, non-manifested murti. He has got his murti. He says, maya, by me. Me means person, maya. So how he spread? Just like we are person. I am here, but I am not in my apartment. You are here. You are not in your house. That is the difference between Krishna and me. Krishna is also a person. I am also a person. But Krishna can remain anywhere and everywhere, and still he remains his personality. That is Krishna. Akhilatma Bhuta. That is stated in Brahma Sangita. Goloka namni nija dhami tale chatasya devi mahesha hari dhamu suteshu tete prabhava nichaya vihitascha jena govindamadi purusham tamam. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati. Ishara, the Supreme Lord, is situated in everyone's heart. Your heart, my heart, it is particularly mentioned in the heart. We are searching out where is the soul, where is the super soul, but it is in the heart. And we see also, so long the heart is going on beating, the living condition is there. As soon as the heart stops, everything finished. And the Shastra says also, Ishara sarvabhutana riddeshe arjuna tishtati. Now, you find out where is the super soul and the soul. But because you cannot find out, it does not mean that there is no soul, no super soul. That doesn't mean. That is your imperfectness of knowledge or process of knowledge. And how you can find out? The magnitude of the soul is stated in the Shastra, 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. We cannot measure even the tip of the hair. And why? How we can measure? And because we cannot find out, we say there is no soul. No, there is soul. Kesagra satabhagasya satadha kalpitasya cha jiva bhagasya abhigyaya sa anantaya kalpata. Therefore we have to see through the Shastra, not by our blunt eyes and senses. That is useless. Adhakik. Those who are bringing spiritual master as spiritual matter to be subjected to the experimental knowledge, it is not possible. Experimental knowledge is defective. Therefore, we have to understand spiritual subject matter Shastra Jonityat, the Vedanta Sutra says. We have to learn from the Shastra. So here Krishna says that everything can be converted into Brahma. It is a fact. Sarvam khalu idam Brahma. Now how to realize? That is Krishna consciousness. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita very nicely. Just like Krishna says, everything is Krishna. Now how to realize? The Krishna says, those who are not very advanced, they have been advised to understand Krishna. How? Rasoham avsukantiya. My dear Arjuna, I am the taste of the water. Begin like that. Rasoham avsukantiya. Avsu in liquid. Any liquid thing, you have some taste, otherwise how you drink the liquid things? You have got some, everything has got taste. The whole world is full of taste. Unless there is taste, nobody can be inclined to enjoy something. Anything you take. Therefore, sex life is called Adi Ros, the original taste. So, in the water, while we drink water or milk or even wine, any liquid thing, if you simply try to practice this, that this taste where what I am enjoying, that is Krishna. That begins Krishna consciousness. It is not very difficult. Everyone can do that. If you cannot chant, if you cannot hear about Krishna, if you cannot understand about Krishna, because the devotional method is sabanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam pada sevanam. So to hear about Krishna, it does not appeal to everyone. Krishna is fighting in the battlefield of Kurukshetra and Krishna is playing on the courtyard of Yashoda Mai. There are so many descriptions in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The ordinary less intelligent man, they cannot understand that the Parabrahma, Supreme Brahma, can crawl in the courtyard of Mother Yashoda. It is very difficult for them to understand. Therefore, the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is description of Krishna's activities. Because unless one understands what is Krishna, he is not interested in the activities of Krishna. But those who are devotees, they know that Krishna's and Krishna's activities are one and the same, absolute. So if we cannot understand Krishna, Krishna is so kind that he descends and plays in so many ways. If we simply hear about Krishna, that means we associate with Krishna. Chanting of Krishna, Hare Krishna, is Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasavigra. These are the statements of the Shastra. Krishna's name, Chintamani, spiritual. It is not material. You cannot go on chanting on any material name, Mr. John, Mr. John, Mr. John, you'll be tired. But you go on chanting Hare Krishna, 24 hours you'll never be tired. That is the difference. They do not understand. And the more you chant, you'll relish. Otherwise, these European and American boys and girls, 4 or 5 years ago, they did not know what is Krishna or what is Krishna's name. Now, they are chanting all over the world. This is a fact. One priest, Christian priest, he was astonished in Boston. He issued one pamphlet. He said that these boys, they are our boys. Some of them are coming from Christian family or Jewish family. But before this, before they are taking to Krishna consciousness, they did not care for anything, Bible or church, never. Now how is that? These boys are mad after God. So therefore, it is a fact that Krishna and Krishna's name, there is no difference. Here in the material world, if you are thirsty, if you want water, if you simply chant, water, 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 that will not satisfy you. You require water, the fact. But spiritually, when you chant Krishna, you release Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna. That is because Krishna and Krishna's name is not different. So, as we advance in realization, then we can understand that everything is Krishna. That is described here. Brahmatmanam brahmahavi brahmagno brahmanahutam. Because everything is Krishna's energy. The same example, just like the fire has got two energies, heat and light. So, whenever there is heat, there must be fire. And whenever there is light, there must be fire. You cannot say that heat is here Light is here, but fire is not here. Now that you cannot see. As soon as even smoke is there, the fire is there. Even the smoke, this maya, external energy, is considered as the smoke of the fire. But in the smoke also, you can perceive fire. And in the light also, you can perceive fire. In heat also, you can perceive fire. There are three things, smoke, light and heat from fire. So one who is realized soul, he sees everywhere the connection of fire. Nirbandhi Krishna Sambandhi, Jukta Vairagya Muccati. He can see. This is advancement. Just like we are offering Krishna something prepared. So how it becomes prasadam? Others will see that the same dal, bhat, ruchi or halwa, we are also preparing, how these people are calling it prasadam. And why they take with so respect. The prasadam, that is also Krishna. That is all. This is the process to understand, as I have already said. Rasuham mapsukanti. For the neophytes, by taking prasadam, by thinking the taste of water, Krishna, he'll gradually develop his Krishna consciousness. That is dormant. It is not artificial. Simply by certain process, it has to be awakened. It is not something foreign. In the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, it is said, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Kabhu Noy Sabanadi Suddha Chitte Karayuda. Saddha means practice. It is not. We practice so many things by association, but we forget. But once you manjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti santa sad. So we have to become santa, saintly person, by devotional service. This is the process. The beginning is hearing. This center is made for giving chance to people to hear about Krishna. That is the beginning. There is no loss, but if there is any gain, why not take it? Anyone who is coming here, it is not necessary that one has to pay some fees or there is some loss. There is no loss. Everything is gain, simply by hearing. And Krishna is speaking about himself. So we should take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement. That will be beneficial for us. So, Krishna and Krishna's name, or anything in this world, Sarvam Kulidam Brahm, that is Krishna, because it is energy of Krishna. And you cannot separate the energy from the energetic. I have already explained that you cannot separate fire or heat or smoke from the fire, because the three things are emanating from the fire. Therefore, in the Vedanta Sutra it is said, janmadasyajataha. The first quote is, athato brahma jigyasa. Now this human life is meant for inquiring about the absolute truth. In cats and dogs' lives, we cannot. By evolution process, when you come to human form of life, there is chance of understanding Krishna. Therefore, when we get this human form of life, if you do not understand Krishna, then you are committing suicide, atmaha, cutting one's throat, himself. So, we should not be atmaha. Labdha Sudurlava Idam Bhausambhavant Manasam Arthadam. This human form of life is purposeful. Don't waste. That is the injunction of the Shastra. Therefore, there are so many Vedic literatures just to awaken this humanity or human society to the point of Krishna consciousness, so that he may be relieved from this business of janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshana. This is required. So this is brahmarpana. Brahmarpana, Krishna is Brahma, Parabrahma. Parabrahma, param dhama, pavitram, paramam bhavan. Arjuna has accepted. Who directly heard from Krishna about Bhagavad Gita and his experience about Krishna, he expressed, you'll find it in the 10th chapter, Parabrahma, param dhama, pavitram, paramam bhavan. My dear Krishna, you are the Parabrahma. Everything is Brahma, but he is Parabrahma. That is the distinction. Sarvam khalu idam Brahma. This is all right. But where from this Brahma is emanating? That Parabrahma. Janma adasya jata. Brahma is also emanating. Brahmanaham pratishtha. Everything Brahma is situated on Parabrahma. Therefore he is described as Param Dhamma. Dhamma means the platform. Just like we stand on the surface of the globe. So similarly there must be some standing. Just like the light is coming. Where from the light is coming? The standing is the lamp. If the lamp is broken, there is no more light. Similarly, the Brahma Jyoti, where from it is coming? Where is the source? The Brahma Jyoti, the impersonal Brahma Jyoti, is not ultimate. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Sabdate. Vadanti tatpatta vidastatyam jat jnanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabdate. The absolute truth is one. Either you say Brahma or Paramatma or Bhagavan, but still there is a great sub realization. Brahma realization is impersonal realization. Paramatma realization is localized and Bhagavan realization is the perfect, ultimate realization. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan. The same example, just like you are in the sunshine, there is also light. The darkness, it is not darkness. Similarly, those who have realized impersonal Brahma, that is also light. Those who have realized, localized Paramatma, Ishvara Sarvabhutana, the yogis realized Paramatma. Dhyana vastita tat gatena manasa pasanti jam yogina. Yogi's business is, in meditation, to see Krishna within the heart. And the jnanis, they realize impersonal feature, Brahma Jyoti. But the bhaktas, they directly come to the original source of Brahma and Paramatma. Bhagavan. Ishvara Sarvabhutana, Riddhesa Arjuna Tishtate, Ishvara has expanded in everyone's heart. And who is that Ishvara? Ishvara Paramakrishna. Ishvara Paramakrishna, Sachidananda Vigraha. Anadiradi Govinda Sarvakaramakar. So if we understand Krishna and Krishna's energies, then we can realize the Vedic slogan, Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. But without understanding Krishna, it is not possible. Without understanding Krishna, there will be fall down. Therefore, we see so many impersonalists. They cannot give up their attachment for this material world. That is not possible. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jannera vindakha vimukta manina tayyasta bhavad avishuddha buddhaya. Anyone who has neglected your personality, Aravindak, O the lotus eyed Krishna. Aravindak, je anne, he Aravindak, tai asta bhava, they cannot understand what you are. You are avishuddha buddhaya. Their intelligence is still contaminated, not purified, avishuddha. Then, what is the result? The result is, Arujjakritchena parang padang tata. After severe austerities, penances, they may come to the impersonal understanding of your Brahma Jyoti. But patanti adha again comes to the material world. Therefore, the impersonalist, without understanding of Krishna, even very much advanced, they do not get any occupation. They come down again to the material platform to open hospital, school, college. Why? Because the impersonalist says that this material world is false. If the material world is false, why you come down again to the false platform to open schools and hospitals? That means arujyakritchena parang padang patanti adha. Just like if you go very high with your aeroplane, just like they are trying to go to the moon planet, because they are not getting any shelter, they are coming back again. And if you are going to the moon planet, why you are, do not stay there? But they cannot stay. Similarly, the so-called Brahma realization, or Brahma, actual Brahma realization, that will not help. You must stay somewhere. That is the lotus feet of Krishna. Samasita jat padapallavam plavam. We have to take shelter. That is Krishna saying, paramam guhyam. You take shelter of my lotus feet. Sarvadharman parityaja mamekam saranam bhaja. That is Krishna's advice. Not sarvadharman means there are so many systems of religion. But there any system of religion, if it does not lead you to the platform of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of God, that is defective. Therefore, Bhagavad says, sabai pungshana paro dharma jato bhakti radhukhaji. That is first class system of religion. What is that? Which teaches one how to become unalloyed, unflinching devotee of the Supreme Personality of God. That is first class. All others, they are defective. Sometimes they are described as cheating. Just in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, dharma prajjita koitava atra. Koitava means cheating. So anything going in the name of religion, but it is cheating, that is rejected here. Dharma prajjita. Prajjita means prakrishta rupena ujjita. Just like you sweep with a broomstick, you cleanse all the dust, throw away. Similarly, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning it is said that cheating type of religious system is completely swept away. Dharma prajjita koitavatra paramaninma saranam. Then for whom it is meant? For paramaninma saranam. Those who have achieved the stage of nirmasarata without any jealousy. Because the material disease is jealousy. am jealous of you, you are jealous of me. This is the business here. Here, however I may be, very great personality, but in the material affair, there are many instances. They become very, very jealous. That is material disease. Material disease means we are all jealous. Therefore, this Bhagavad Dharma, Krishna consciousness movement, is meant for Parama Nirmal Sarana, who is not jealous. For him it is meant for. Parama Nirmal Sarana. Vastava Vastu Vidyamatra. These are described there. And actually, our jealousy begins from Krishna. Krishna is asking, Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Bhaja. But I am jealous. Why shall I surrender Krishna? Why? He is also as good as I am. Maybe little learned. Abhijananti Mangamura Manasim Tanua. Because he is asking, demanding your surrender. And I am thinking he is an ordinary man. So I am losing the chance. Abhijananti Mangamura. So our jealousy business has begun from Krishna. Why shall I accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality? Although in the Shastras, Krishna says personally, Matta Paradarang Nanat Kinchi Jasti Dhananjaya. There is no more superior truth than me. But you don't believe it, although you read Bhagavad Gita, but you don't accept Krishna's version. This is our disease, because jealous. Jealousy. Why shall I accept Krishna as the Supreme? This is jealous. Therefore, so long we are jealous, we cannot understand Krishna. Paramanirmal Saranam, Satam. And who is not jealous? Satam. Satam. Those who are devotees. Satam prasangat mama bija sangvida. Bhavanti ritkanna rasayana katha. Tajosanad asu apavargavatmani sadhya bhakti rati ranukramish. So you have to discuss about Krishna amongst the Krishna's devotees, not outsiders. Outsiders, they cannot understand Krishna. They simply waste their time by commenting on Bhagavad Gita. Because they are murhas, they cannot understand Krishna. Krishna says to Arjuna, I shall explain Bhagavad Gita because you are my bhakta. Bhaktosi, priyosi. So who can understand Bhagavad Gita unless he is a bhakta of Krishna? And therefore Krishna selected Arjuna. Arjuna was not a Vedantist. He was a householder, khatriya, fighter, soldier. A soldier is not expected to be Vedantist. Neither very much well-versed in all the Vedic literature. That is not the business of Kshatriya. That is the business of the Brahmana. Brahmana is Pandita. But Kshatriya is not supposed to become a Pandita. But still Krishna selected him. Krishna, Arjuna, I shall speak to you. The same old story which I spoke to. Imam Vivasati Yugam Pratavana Hamabhyam. That is now lost. Therefore I shall revive it again and I shall speak to you because you are my bhakta, you are my friend. So this is the qualification of understanding of Bhagavad Gita. First of all, to become a devotee of Krishna. Otherwise, it is licking the bottle of honey. Here is honey. It is honey, and if you go on licking up the bottle, what taste you will get? It must be open. Then inside, rasam jetaduttamam. And who can open? The devotee can open. Otherwise, lick up, go on, licking the bottle for many thousands of years. You will never taste what is within. So, those who are actually advanced in Krishna consciousness, they can understand that everything is Krishna. That is really Brahma realization. Jasmini vijnate sarvamedam vijnatam bhamanti. This is the Upanishad. If you simply understand Krishna, then you understand what is Paramatma, what is Brahma, what is material cosmic manifestation, everything you understand. And when you understand Krishna properly, then you see that everything is Krishna, because everything is Krishna's energy. Just like heat and light, I have already explained. That is sarvam khaludam brahma. That understanding. But that does not mean the supreme Brahma, Krishna, is lost. No. Krishna, in spite of expanding in so many ways, as Paramatma, as Brahma, as cosmic manifestation, material energy, everything, still Krishna is there, person. There are so many ways explained in the Bhagavad Gita to understand Krishna, and if we get this opportunity to understand Krishna, if we cannot understand Krishna by reading Bhagavad Gita and Shastra, Krishna therefore giving us the very easiest method. All right, you cannot understand me, you are drinking water every day, four times, three times, you just remember this taste is Krishna. That's all. Smaranam. Samanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Because you'll remember Krishna, your life will be successful. Simple by drinking water. It is so easy. You don't require to undergo very severe austerities and patience. Simply try to follow one instruction of Krishna. That's why drinking water, the taste is Krishna. Begin this life and your life will be successful. Thank you very much.